This is Live on Purpose Radio, episode 598, Your Quantum Leap Mindset, with Hugh Massey. Now is the only time to create and live the life you love. I'm Dr. Paul Jenkins, the positivity psychologist. My job is to connect you to powerful positive psychology principles that immediately upgrade your relationships, business, and mental health. Are you ready? Let's jump in. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Live on Purpose Radio. This is Dr. Paul, the shrink who expands your life, with another episode of Live on Purpose Radio. Joining me today is somewhat of a behavior specialist. He calls himself a behavior solutions architect, but he knows a lot about what it takes to take quantum leaps forward. He's an author. He's a thought leader in this area. His name is Hugh Massey. Welcome, Hugh, to Live on Purpose Radio.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be here today to spend some time with you.
I noticed right away as we were talking that you've got that great Atlanta, Georgia accent going on.
And well, I do in the sense that, well, I don't in the sense that I come from Sydney, Australia originally, but I live here in Atlanta now.
Right. I know you're joining us from Atlanta at this point, but there is a little bit of a telltale down under Aussie feel as I'm talking to you. So that's where you started out.
That's where I was born, educated, and started my career, although I had 4 years of my career working in Southeast Asia, in Singapore and Thailand, and I went back to Australia and for a number of years before I started heading across to America.
Now, tell us a little bit more about what you do and why you're so passionate about it, because I know you've tapped in to some of the psychology really behind why people do what they do. Could you tell us a little bit about your story and what drew you to this particular field?
So what initially drew me in was I was running a financial services business, family office business, in my early 30s. It was something that I did as my first major entrepreneurial venture. I had done some, you know, investment deals before that, but as my first venture out of the corporate world. And when I was looking after helping people with their money, I started to realize that really what I was doing was helping them with their life, and that I needed to understand who they were as a person. And if I was going to be successful, I needed to know how to put a tailor-made suit on every person. And so when you're dealing with money, it really is about the human being. And money causes people a lot of stress. And I started to see different behaviors with people when they were stressed by money. And that was not who I saw when they first came to my office and we built a plan or a solution. It would be when they're under pressure, I started to see the real person come out, and I thought, okay, I need to know who that is, because that's really who I'm advising. And that set me on a path to bringing into my business a psychologist, and she helped me unpack it, that what we were really dealing with is people's natural hardwired behavior that shaped very early in life. And I got that aha moment from her. But also at the same time, Paul, I had been exploring life for myself, you know, why do people succeed, not succeed, you know, really where did wealth come from? And I knew that wealth came from people using their talents and having a deeper understanding of themselves and knowing how to use their talents is what caused people to have or help people have a greater leap forward in life. And, you know, for some people, they are lucky to, in the sense that they get successful in the first go around and then they lose it. And for others, it takes a few goes of making mistakes and then they get the groove and they step and they make a leap forward. But, you know, lots of people out there who make significant wealth, it happens in a relatively short period of time, but it doesn't all happen when you're in your 20s or 30s. For some people, it happens when they're 70 and others when they're young. But the key in it is, I think, is understanding who you are, your behaviors, talents, and your propensities to deal with money. And that's what made me very interested in this. And, you know, in my earlier career as being a CPA, I was a tax specialist. And I could, now that I reflect on it and I look in my day journals, I can see all the same things were going on when I was advising people about taxes. Because tax is a financial transaction. It's about money. Lots of people want to avoid tax, but have they really got the stomach for it? Not really. And, you know, it's the same, you know, you're looking at risk profiles, you're looking at behaviors, what makes people emotional. They're all, it's all coming from the same, it's all similar. And also in serving people, I think this is what a lot of people don't understand, and putting a tailor-made suit on each person is you have to know how to communicate with them, and we're all different. And I knew dealing with husband and wives, I had to approach the husband one way, the wife another, then the kids differently again. So to me, that is all human behavior.
Yes.
But I am a very growth-orientated person, and I came to the realization that to help people grow and develop in their lives, create more wealth, be happier, be healthier, I have to help them optimize their talents and their financial behaviors. And that's what drives me every day.
It's so fascinating to me when I interview people from different industries. And obviously you're coming from a background of accounting, financial services.
Yeah.
And yet coming to some of the very same conclusions that we see in psychology, in human behavior, because it really is about mindset. It's about understanding the unique package of skills and interests and abilities that each person has. And like you said, I think you used the word tailor-made or tailor-fit. We're all similar enough that we can be called humans, and we're different enough that we need to have that unique package that is just uniquely ours.
Yeah, because each person is unique, and we've all got different drivers, with different life experiences, different life circumstances. Even if you're born into the same family, there's some unique genetics for each of us. There's some unique life experience that each person has, whether it's early in life or through schooling, peers, university, and careers, that mean we all have to be treated on our own terms. And I suppose in business I call that hyper-personalization. But if you can connect to people on enough of those intricacies of who they are, you're going to do better. Probably no one's going to get to all of them. But if you can get to the bigger ones of where we're each different, you've got a much better chance. And it's certainly making people feel that they've been connected with on their terms. And also we've all got different abilities. We've all got different capabilities and abilities to do different things in our lives. And so that's important to recognize.
I picked up from you as you were introducing this to us and sharing some of your story. You used the word leap a few times.
Oh, yeah, quantum leap.
And this quantum leap, right, it implies a momentous shift, I think, to something that is more consistent with who you are as an individual. Could you talk just a little bit more about what that means to you and what you've learned about that through your career?
So there's a number of ways to look at the quantum leap. And you know, Paul, you just mentioned it's a momentous shift. And that is generally how people see it, or that's what they're going to experience. Mm-hmm. But it can come from doing something very simple. It can be a small energetic shift that you make in the way you think, in the way you act, or in what you do. It could be a sidestep and looking the other way and being open leads to it, or could be a series of actions and steps. It doesn't all have to be something huge.
Big,
but I do think to put yourself in that place, if you want to achieve, you know, significant growth in your life, to be transformational, to leave a legacy. Now, that doesn't always have to be making a lot of money, but having an impact out there and fulfilling your potential. That comes down to your mindset. And your mindset is a lot of that's attitude, as opposed to just talents and behaviors. So that's all important too, but it's a mindset. And, you know, and mine is, you do need to think big, but then I tell people to start small and finish big. So you've got to have I try to encourage people, particularly entrepreneurs, leaders trying to go somewhere, in their life, or younger people, create a big vision for yourself. And then you create that and create something that's even bigger. And then think about, okay, I'm going to get there, but I don't need to go and hit a home run the first time. Put the building blocks in place, be patient, manage human energy, connect to the right people. A lot of quantum leaps. Once you're living on purpose, and I think this is why I wanted to be on your podcast today, getting your purpose right, your calling, your identity, like who you are and how you're going to shape up in the world, how do you want to be held accountable, how do you want to be seen. When you get those things right, it's amazing how you meet the right people. And I believe it's people that cause quantum shifts, whether that is in your personal life, in terms of maybe meeting a soulmate, a great friend, or in your business life. People are often the gateway to the next step. And then you've also sometimes got to have the courage, Paul, to make a big decision. Like, I moved from Sydney to Atlanta. Why would someone who's got everything at their feet, as it were, at 35 years old, suddenly up and moved to America? Now, it didn't quite happen overnight. It was a five-year journey. But I realized it's where I was going to be fulfilled. And it was this DNA behavior journey that I had created out of my wealth management business that took me on the path to America. But I knew that if I was going to create something meaningful, significant, and be fulfilled as a human, I needed to come and, you know, live and work in America. And, you know, I was lucky enough to connect to people that helped me on that path and open some doorways. And you know, here I am still on the fulfillment journey with probably more quantum leaps to go. I sort of look at it, that's a continual reinvention process. But it is about this is about your mindset. It's about being open. It's about having the desire to do something impactful. That doesn't necessarily, as I said, necessarily have to be counted in dollars. I think when people start counting everything in dollars and cents, that's when they actually start limiting themselves. So in a way, it's
right.
You remove every self-limiting belief that's there. And that takes confidence, that takes personal work. You know, it's not an easy thing to do, but that's the fundamentals of, making a quantum leap. How can you, I look at in my business, how can I achieve exponential growth? But that doesn't, you know, by building scalable technology systems, we've done that. I don't have to hire a lot of people, but that's a mindset. Some people step into it, well, gee, I've got to have 1,000 people in my business. Well, there's a lot of problems with that, you know?
Right.
You can create an exit. So, sorry, yep.
Well, I was just capturing what you said earlier as we were opening up this particular topic. It seemed like your emphasis was really more on understanding yourself first.
It is.
What is my purpose? What is my unique set of contributions that I might be able to make? And I've found in my career, Hugh, you've maybe experienced a similar thing, that we are largely blind to that. We don't see it from inside of our own skin sometimes, and require a little bit of assistance in getting there, or realizing perhaps the importance or the magnitude of what already resides within us.
It resides within us, but sometimes we have to experience things to see it. We have to make mistakes. As you say, sometimes we don't just outright, we just don't see it, or we think that we have to do something because our parents told us to do it a certain way, or another business leader said this is the way to do it. And and that might be, that might, in some ways, their perspective might be right, but it could also be very flawed. And I think you know, got to go on, be prepared to go on the life journey and be curious, continuously learn, know when you're hitting your head against brick walls or when you're going to, and keep on growing. I even had a discussion with our company CEO today about that, in terms of something that we were doing in our own growth path, in making sure which clients are we choosing. Are we choosing the right clients, which we're best at serving, right? Okay, you could say every client is great if they pay you money, but maybe not. And you know, so these, but some of it's just personal learning at what we're good at doing, which might be what somebody else, you know, would look at that differently. And this is a lot of personal reflection, having coaching. You know, I have a coach that helps me. In a way, she's helped me for 20 years on you know, manifesting my future, if you want to call it that, navigating energy, knowing when there's a blockage, how do you sidestep it? This is all part of it. But you've got to paint a big picture for yourself so that you've got something to go out there and head out there for. And, you know, I believe in the power of wonder. And there's actually a book called that, The Power of Wonder. In allowing your mind to explore, what is that big thing that you would love to do? If that comes into your dreams and into your mindset, that I learn there's some reality to that. But then you've got to have the courage to take risks. Right? But the risks don't need to all be dangerous, but you've got to step out there and be prepared to change, at least.
You mentioned also that relationships are a real key.
Yeah.
And you've already mentioned a relationship with your coach, for example, but also the other key relationships in our life that give context to everything that we're doing out there. You said also, if we measure it all in dollars, we're going down a path that's very treacherous.
It's very treacherous. And, you know, I think that one of the biggest things that causes stress for people is comparing themselves to somebody else. And the dollars and cents somewhat does that. You know, you think, well, I've done okay, I've made some money. And then you start looking at others. Well, they've made more than me. Am I as good as them? That's a very negative framework. Or what do I need to do to have what they have?
Right. Well,
that you don't know how they got what they have. You don't know what's gone on. You don't know the internals of their life and whether they're happy, whether they're healthy. Do you want to be there?
Right.
And I think that's where measuring yourself in dollars and cents is bad. What happens if you make a lot of money and then get divorced and lose at least half of it and your kids don't want to talk to you? Is it worthwhile? Or you like Steve Jobs and get pancreatic cancer? It's not good. But you can measure yourself in human impact. And if that so happens to make you money, then allow yourself to have more and more human impact and allow the money to come with it. I'm not saying that we all have to be a charity here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with making money or a lot of it. But think about this. I try to get people with this to think about the human impact they're having and measure themselves in that and their business in that. And create a business model around that. And that sort of then helps with the overall happiness factor with this as well.
At that point, I think the money becomes a strategic side effect.
Exactly.
And you've spent your career in a kind of an interesting hybrid of an understanding of those financial principles,
Yeah.
And now human behavior, which is really at the root of what you're doing now. Hugh, where would you suggest that people start if they're just wondering, okay, what do I do next? What would you advise them to do?
The first thing is to, I think, is to get in touch with your dreams, to look at, to, you know, to create some kind of painted picture of what your life could be or what you aspire it to be, to draw it. And that's what I did, you know, 20 plus years ago. Somebody actually took me through that exercise. And it was amazing how step by step all those pieces came to be. I think that's the first thing. And then is to look at your talents, your behaviors, to get a grip on who you are. Your identity is something that I do a lot with people, of how do you want to be seen in the world? How does that then align to that painted picture? And in there, Paul, we've all got what I call an X factor. We've all got something that we are gifted to do and we're extremely passionate about, that if we discover that intersection, what that is, that's probably where we're going to have the most impact. And after that is then finding people to support you, you know, whether it's at home, in the business, and allow you to deploy your X factor to that purpose and living to your identity. And I think the rest then starts to happen after that. Now, you know, business plans will change, circumstances around you will change. Today we have artificial intelligence is making huge impact on people's lives.
Yes.
But AI hasn't changed Hugh Massey's X factor or purpose. It's enabling more of that to come into play and for me to have an even bigger impact in deploying human behavioral solutions to systemize businesses, to help people build growth. It's probably the fact that AI is here now means I can reach more people better than I ever could before.
Right.
But it didn't change what my mission was.
Well, and that is so important to understand. I think technology, including AI, is an accelerator, a magnifier. It's not a replacement.
No, and I think people think it's the magic wand. And, you know, you can fiddle around with AI, but if you don't have an underlying purpose, objective, a mission, you don't know where you're going, that isn't going to help. It certainly won't help for very long.
Right. Hugh, your business is called DNA Behavior, and I know you've got a website with that very name, dnabehavior.com. Is that the best place for people to connect with you and what you're doing?
Yeah, DNA Behavior is the best place to find me for, you know, understanding and dealing with anything related to behavior and money, and to building a people-centered business. That's where you come and find me. The other part of my life that we didn't quite get to explore today, Paul, but I will bring it up, is I've started a charity called Boys Without Fathers, because I didn't have a father, so I was a boy without a father. And as I've come to doing podcasts like this with some of our clients, found that a whole lot of them didn't have a father either, and that we all had some similar issues growing up that I think are related to the trauma of it, but we've all become, you know, successful human beings. Mm. And how do we help others who are either a boy without a father or in fact a child without a parent? So we are looking at all legs on the stool there, you know, for the girls without a father or girls without a mother, boys without a mother as well, or orphans. Mm. How do you get past that, not play victim to it, and realize that, you know, there's a plan for your life too, and go out there and take it on big and be successful, because that's what the parents who's not living would want you to do.
I remember reading that about you as I was visiting your website. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I think a lot of our audience will really resonate with that piece and how important it is for all of us to step up and provide the kind of resources that maybe we wish we would have had at some point in our life. Thank you.
Right. I wish I had what all the resources I have at my fingertips now behaviorally, a lot younger in my life. But then, you know, that I think human behavior in the way we talk about it today wasn't dealt with as much.
Right.
Then, and the parents weren't equipped the way they are today. You know, mental health wasn't a conversation 30 years ago. You know, it's something that's coming to its own now.
Right.
And, you know, and I wish I had someone who talked to me about career paths and what the options were. But I don't have any regrets about mine. I found my way.
Yes. Well, and it's interesting how much we can do. And I think it ties right back to exactly what you've shared with us here today and understanding our purpose and connecting with people, forming those relationships that can provide the kind of support that we need as we move forward, and we all need it.
Absolutely. If you find the right people in your life because you're living on purpose, then life is going to accelerate.
Well, thank you, Hugh, for the contributions you've made here today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here at Live on Purpose Radio.
Thank you, Paul. I've really enjoyed it.
All right, folks, you've heard it. It's time to apply it. Let's go out and live on purpose. Did you get what you came for? Give yourself the gift of taking real action on what you realized today. Please share this episode with someone you know would value it. And leave us a rating, too. It's time now to live on purpose.